by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Wednesday, January 15, 2025 edition. Continuing on with this two-hour committee hearing down in Lansing in the House Committee regarding House Bills 4001, 4002 that will basically restore the tipped wage credit system for restaurant owners, bars, hospitality, anything to do with tipped waitresses, servers, industry is what the bills are all about because of the Michigan Supreme Court ruling from last summer. That ruling basically rewrote the laws and said they will go into effect this February 21st. A month and 6 days from today. Well, while the union spokesperson for the AFL-CIO, Seabolt, gave his testimony, one of the Republican state representatives on the committee, Pauline Wenzel, jumped in. How many servers does your union represent in Michigan? She asked. Seabolt said, "We do not currently have any restaurant workers as part of our union." Well, State Representative Angela Regas spoke up and said, "You don't represent the tipped workers, but we do," referring to state representatives, state senators. Well, another position on the issue that isn't as well represented as the tipped wage workers came from Lisa Hall. As part of being the first responders, she's the director of Midland County's 911, who was also representing the Michigan Communication Directors Association, their stance on the paid earned sick time bill, the changes that are coming. Lisa Hall said the legislation poses challenges for emergency response operations, especially those of us who are severely understaffed, which results in mandatory overtime. See, this is what's happening in quite a few industries, folks. You've got this happening right now in our prisons. We don't have enough correction workers. You want to be trained to be a correction officer and work in a prison? They will take you and train you and put you through every type of educational training program you need immediately, and they'll pay for it. Correction officers right now are working mandatory anywhere from 20 to 30 hours a week, extra hours per week as overtime. It's happening in local county 911 dispatch centers. It's happening all over the state. After China virus, some young people, well, they just fell off of the work list. They don't even want to work. Hall went on to say that while it's crucial for employees to have sick time, it's just as crucial to make sure that we prevent its misuse or the abuse of it. As far as emergency response services, Hall said last minute call-ins with no accountability would end up resulting in shifts with no coverage. leaving the public at risk when nobody's there to answer the 911 calls. Imagine that you're a 911 dispatcher who is approaching a shift change relief at the end of a 12-hour shift. You've worked 12 hours a day, 7 days in a row, because of mandated overtime. Listen to that. 12-hour shifts, 7 days in a row. That's 84 hours a week. 40-hour work week, they're working 44 hours of overtime. Well, imagine on this day, during the dozens of calls that you've answered, where you've helped deliver a baby over the phone, or you've listened to cries and screams of a domestic assault victim for 20 minutes while you wait with them on the phone for deputies, police to show up. You sent the fire department to a house fire where the homeowner has run back inside to rescue their pets, and now you can't get them on their cell phone. You jump into quick action on the radio when officers requested assistance with an armed suspect, calling in for backup. You approach the end of your shift, you're dead tired. After answering these heartbreaking calls, last one coming in requesting an ambulance from a caller whose loved one has ended their life. They committed suicide. Well, at the end of this emotionally and physically demanding day, you are so looking forward to your shift relief to walk through the door. And guess what? They call in and say, I'm not coming in today, but you're still going to have to pay me. You now have to work beyond your 12-hour shift of your 7-day stint just to make sure that the community responders are being taken care of while supervisors scramble in the background to find somebody to cover your relief. This scenario is not hypothetical. This is reality. We work with these circumstances every single day, Hall said. Whoa. Well, on the other side of the coin, Antoinette James, representing Mothering Justice Speakers Bureau, said in a prepared testimony acquired by MERS News Service that the role of mothers as caregivers put them in a difficult position when they are forced to choose between caring for a sick family member and a job that doesn't offer any paid sick leave. No parent should have to face such heart-wrenching decisions. The earned paid sick time policy would empower mothers like me to take the necessary time off to care for our children without the fear of financial repercussions. Studies have demonstrated that when parents have access to earned paid sick leave, children recover faster and are less likely to experience complications, as they can attend follow-up appointments with doctors and receive appropriate care, James said in her testimony. State Representative Helena Scott, Democrat from Detroit, was also unable to testify because of the timing. But she testified in opposition to the bills, perhaps the only confirmed member of the caucus planning to do so yesterday. Well, the committee will return on Thursday, tomorrow, offering about another additional hour of testimony. Chairman of the committee, Schutte, said he expects substitutes to be presented before the bills are reported out of committee with recommendation that they be passed in the House, now controlled by the Republicans. I don't really see it, even though I know perhaps there were some restaurant owners there. Angela Regas, state representative, mentioned it. But one thing they got to understand, if they don't fix this, I'm telling you guys right now, February 21st, one out of five restaurants in Michigan are going to close. And some of these owners that I've been talking to, they're telling me they're closing for good. They're leaving the state. They are done. If they own the property, they're going to put it up for sale. Places like Paula's Cafe over in Indian River, Tuscarora Township, gone. It's just the beginning, folks. The big boy on US 2 up in St. Ignace. TJ's there in Petoskey. The pub they had there, nice little pub, restaurant, gone, closed up. I don't know if they've opened it back up with a different restaurant or not. This is just the beginning. And then the other ones that you're going to see, small businesses forced to pay this no excuse, just call in at the last minute. I'm not coming in today, but you're going to pay me. You're going to see reduction in employee numbers in some of these small companies. They cannot afford it. It's that simple. You work 30, 40 hours a week, you're entitled to 1 hour paid sick time. Yeah, well, guess what? We're going to reduce the number of employees we have. We're going to reduce the potential for risk to this type of call-ins. The Michigan Supreme Court, run by a bunch of progressive justices, screwed the people of the state of Michigan. And if they don't fix this before February 21st, I'm telling you, there's going to be some ramifications, and some of them we're not going to be able to undo. Some of these restaurant owners, they close up shop. They're gone. They're leaving the state. We could see price increases like you've never seen before. If you want to take your family out for a restaurant meal, meals right now that maybe a couple can get away with $30-$40 could end up being $80 to $100. You want to go to McDonald's or Wendy's for lunch? It's going to cost you $25. These people are idiots. They got to fix this, folks. That's it. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Raising is one of the most critical responsibilities of the state party chairman. Recently, the GOP state committee set a rule. Chairman candidates must raise at least $15,000 from at least six different donors. And within a day and a half, I'd already raised all that money. In fact, I raised an additional $100,000. For 16 years, I've been winning elections because I consistently raised the funds needed to succeed. And today, we can keep on winning.
Paid for by Jim Runstead for Michigan Republican Party state chairman.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Just a short little side note. I'm sure we're going to be hearing this announcement any day now. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, who was the benefactor of George Soros paying for her college education, is going to be running for governor. She's expected to run for governor in 2026 as a Democrat. Well, guess what? For the last 5 days in a row, five straight days, emails have gone out getting a head start on the fundraising and separate email requests to potential donors the last five straight days in a row. The solicitations are coming from her team, Benson, Secretary of State campaign email address, and have focused on her finishing the 2025 Walt Disney World Marathon, her 34th. Donations are going to her Secretary of State account. However, folks, this is part of campaign finance reform that needs to be fixed in the state of Michigan. She could theoretically move the money from her Secretary of State account to a gubernatorial campaign. Why? Because she's term limited out and can't run for re-election. But the money's in that account. She controls the account. Well, the first email was entitled Crisscross, talking about Benson and how she's been crisscrossing the state of Michigan to hold even more community conversations, quote unquote, having face-to-face talks with people from Ann Arbor to Kalamazoo, from Canton to Downriver. The talks have reminded her that what makes Michiganders great is that we're tough, resilient, and always full of hope. And there's not a single thing we can't do if we do it together, end quote, said the first email. Second email, voters of Michigan deserve what's right. Talks about committed to the values of fairness, equality, and making sure everyone has a fair opportunity. Oh my God, she's making me throw up in my microphone. Third one came out on Sunday, titled She's Running. Of course, she's running for a marathon in Orlando, Florida, where, by the way, the weather there today, 84 degrees and sunny. Can you chip in any amount right now so we can show Jocelyn a surge of donation once she crosses the finish line? Fourth email came out on Monday. Benson was so grateful to everyone who made the race run smoothly. She then asked, what marathon should I run next? Question mark. Finally, yesterday's email, we must always be willing to speak out to make sure our voices are heard. It's the only way we can enact change. It's the only way we can make our lives better. I hope we all have the courage to speak up when the time is right. Why don't you just come out and say it? Why don't you just come out and say, I'm running for governor? And then I'm going to be even more progressive and more equality-minded than Gretchen Whitmer. That Whitmer hasn't done enough for the people of the state of Michigan. We need to do more. And I'm the candidate that can do it. She's running to the left of Gretchen Whitmer. Let's see how this goes for you, Jocelyn. Unbelievable. Well, let's see if she does another one tomorrow. Maybe she finally will announce, we'll hear on the radio tomorrow that she has in fact announced for governor. It's coming. It's going to happen any day. Nesbitt did it in the Republican side. Benson's going to do it on the Democrat side. Duggan's already done it as an independent. Game on, people. Told you 2026 is coming, and we got to prepare for it. So we'll be vetting the candidates, we'll be talking to them, and we will be sharing that information with you guys. Let's see who agrees to come on the show. Final statement, final plea for you today. Again, if you haven't put a rear window sticker on your glass of your car, truck, SUV, minivan, whatever, text me 231-360-5140. Text me your name, address for mailing, home or business, and how many stickers you can actually put on vehicles. And I'll get them mailed out to you today. Going to be going to the post office and we'll get them shipped out to you. We really need your help in getting these stickers out there to get top of mind of people thinking about hearing 97.7 in our listening area. Downstate people, I appreciate you doing it as well, but that's driving our web traffic to your defendingfathers.com website and the TuneIn app. We need 97.7 listeners. We need more sponsors. We need our ratings to go up, and that's how you can help us. Not asking for donations, just asking. Text me 231-360-5140. Name, mailing address, and how many stickers. And I'll send them out to you today. Well, that's it for today's show. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, we're heading to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross.